Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Rockaholics, if you don't mind traveling back in time with me for a moment. On Friday, we had the Odyssey world premiere of the new Motley Crue song, Dogs of War.
So good.
It totally rocks. And what rocks even harder is the fact that we are talking with Vince Neil and Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue. Good morning.
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
What's happening? It is morning.
Very early.
Early. Too early.
Congratulations on the song. Our listeners have been loving it. We've been loving it. And the music video is really freaking weird, but in an awesome way. Can we talk about the video?
Oh my God. The video was so fun.
Yeah. Well, watching the video, you can see that you can't kill Motley Crue.
Yes,
indeed.
Just keep coming back.
I think one of the funnest parts of the video for me is at the end of the video, after so many attempts from so many people to kill Motley Crue, which kind of is like in parallel with our career and stuff. People always like talking about ripping us down, whatever. And we just keep going, you know, because we love what we do. At the end, when we finally do die, they take our urns to the record company and they realize that when Motley Crue's dead, they're going to stop making money. So they snort our ashes and we're back.
So when it comes to conceptualizing a music video like that, whose idea is something that massive and so obscure and crazy?
Tommy showed us a video that a friend of his did that just basically took pictures on an iPhone and then with CGI somehow made this crazy environment. Tommy was playing drums. And we were like, wow, that's a great environment for this new Dogs of War thing. And his name's Dick DeMore, and he's super talented. And he came, well, they got us in Europe. They took all the photos.
We're in London.
It was in London, all these photos of us with an iPhone, sent it all back to him, and they started just putting it together and would send through little ideas here. But basically, that whole weirdness, that's all in his head. He did it.
So I know, obviously, this is a brand new iteration of Motley Crue, and they say that when you lose one sense, the other senses get stronger. So can you guys kind of compare that to losing a co-founder of the band and now this new chapter? Have you guys, as band members, become stronger through this?
Yeah, I think after we got, you know, together for the stadium tour, felt like we were just in such a good place. We were celebrating the band's career. There was some separate issues around, you know, Mick. And when he decided to leave, we were put in a really bad position. You know, we got a big deal with Live Nation. We got our partners at Def Leppard. We got our fans. We finally came out. Yeah. We're supposed to fold now. And we had to talk about it. And we either worked with, knew, or knew of John. I've personally known John for over 15 years and worked with him a lot. So it's kind of, we just like sit down and talked about it. We're like, what do you want to do? Do you want to quit? No. Well, we got to get a new guitar player, John Five. And it was like, bam, it was perfect.
He's a really good guy.
Yeah. You know,
and who can shred on guitar. I mean, he's really amazing. When he does the solos on stage, I usually go in the back and sit down and get some water, rest a little bit, you know, while he's doing a solo. But now I go out and watch him because I was like, he's mesmerizing to watch.
It's crazy as a fan. And I remember when all this was happening, you're just like, I just can't picture Motley Crue without the four. And then when the word came out, it was John Five. I'm like, well, yeah, I could picture them with John Five. And then you see the video of him playing to your guys' songs. I'm like, you could not find a more perfect person. And I was like, well, is it just me? And then you go on social media and you see so many people like me are just like, crap, I did not even think of John Five. But John Five with Motley Crue is such an awesome vibe.
Yeah. And like, we're proud of our past. We're proud of our legacy and the music that we've done. And, you know, moving forward now, it's like, it's still Motley Crue. You know, it's just, we're just still creating.
We're talking with Motley Crue on the heels of the release of the new album, Dogs of War. So, Nikki Sixx, Roosevelt High School, you know, we're here in Seattle. I know that's a bit of a rock and roll high school. Sir Mix-a-Lot went there. I think Duff, Mike McCready. I mean, what is it like having that kind of legacy, I guess, at a high school?
I didn't know that because I left Seattle in about 76 or so and went back to Idaho to work on a farm to afford a guitar to come to L.A. So when I left, there was really no legacy thing happening. It was just, you know, when you're in high school, it's the last place you want to be.
Yeah.
But, you know, I met some great friends there that were musicians. A guy out of Seattle named Rick Van Zant, who is now, I believe, with Metal Church. Mm-hmm. But Rick, like, I'd go to Rick's house and they'd have band rehearsal in his parents' basement. You know, Seattle has a lot of basements, right? And I was like, blew my mind because I was in love with music. It was really because of Seattle that I got the bug to, you know, want to do this or take a shot at it.
We're talking with the members of Motley Crue, Vince Neil, Nikki Sixx, and the song Dogs of War, which we've been playing on KSW. Can you give us a little backstory behind the song itself? Because the video's trippy. I'd love to just get your feedback on, like, when you guys were writing it and as far as, like, how you felt once it was done. You're like, oh, yeah, we gotta let the world hear this song.
Well, the riff, we were just writing some music and the riff came out. I went home and was watching A Handmaid's Tale. And there's a Latin saying in one of the episodes says, in Latin, don't let the bastards grind you down. It's a real famous Latin saying. And it really resonated with me as a Motley Crue statement. Mm-hmm. And I wrote actually the lyrics and the idea and took it to the studio and didn't really know if it would fit or not. And everyone was like, wow, this is like kind of it glued together really nice. And that's how that whole thing started. Yeah.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you're just joining us this morning, we are being treated to Tales of Motley Crue with Vince Neil and Nikki Sixx.
The brand new song is called Dogs of War, and we've got Vince Neil and Nikki Sixx on with us.
So I know that over the years, you both have probably collected all sorts of cool memorabilia from the world of rock or otherwise. Vince Neil, I wanted to ask you about the Stanley Cup ring from the Vegas Golden Knights. We're still learning how to be a hockey town here in Seattle, so tell us about that.
Wearing it right now. Is that the one that screws up and the arena's in the inside?
Dude, I was he showed me that. Blew my mind.
What the heck?
There's a stadium, and this is the... you can wear this as a pendant.
Holy smokes.
Which I actually need to put that pendant over this.
Is that the coolest piece of memorabilia you own? Because I feel like it's got to be way up there.
Yeah, it's a player's ring. They gave it to me, and... I thought it was pretty cool. You know, it's pretty heavy though.
It's unbelievably heavy.
Yeah,
don't hit me with that.
I love that you're wearing it right now. That just made my whole day.
It's hockey season.
Yeah. Well, not for us here in Seattle anymore. The Kraken are not in the playoffs, but what are you going to do?
Yeah.
And Nikki Sixx, I know that you had a daughter back in 2019. That's the same year that we had babies. So our
not
kids,
together.
Not together.
Whoa. You guys can't be making babies and doing a show together.
No, that'd be a terrible idea.
We have 4-year-olds at home, and I was just wondering what music is your 4-year-old, asking you to listen to? Because we've been in phases with like Casper Baby Pants and things of that nature. So I was just wondering what your 4-year-old's rocking out to.
You guys stepped up to Paw Patrol yet?
Oh yeah.
It's all the time.
We're a rebel household.
Vince is leaving the interview.
Yeah, he's like you guys are losers.
Yeah. You know what? It's the greatest things. I have 4 older kids, and I never really expected to be a parent again. And we made that decision, and it's just been a really amazing, amazing time for me. I'm really enjoying it. And she comes on the road, and when Vince gets around, what's she do to you, Vince?
She goes... And it freezes me.
Because she's Elsa.
And then I got to stay like that until she lets me unfreeze.
And Vince is like, this is definitely Nikki's daughter. Because she freezes him and then leaves. And like 20 minutes later, Vince is like.
My daughter does that to me too. She's like, freeze, same thing, Elsa. And I'm like, at what point can I unfreeze? I got things to do.
Small suggestion.
Do that to her. Freeze her. Just stop talking.
I wish it worked that easy.
Small suggestion. Could we get a Motley Crue cover of Let It Go?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
For all the parents. Speaking of covers, I saw in an interview you guys covered the Beastie Boys' Fight for Your Right when you recorded this as well. Are we going to see that out there anytime soon?
We added that song to the show how long ago? 9 months ago?
About 9 months ago.
Yeah. So we've been playing it live. We'll probably release it at some point. Great version. Real kind of punk rock, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because everybody loves that song. Everybody sings the song. So when you're like, fight for your right, it's a party.
Yeah.
It's a great live song.
Yeah.
And I had a silly question to ask you guys because my very first concert ever was in the Meadowlands in New Jersey. I went with my buddy Tom from high school, and we went and saw a Motley Crue Dr. Feelgood tour, and my mind was blown. At one point, Tommy Lee's hanging up above us wearing not so much, dropping drumsticks on the crowd. But still to this day, that's one of those concerts I'll always look back and it just triggers such great memories. For you guys, do you remember that first concert and any favorite memories from that concert?
Our first concert?
First concert.
That we went to?
Yeah, not like as Motley Crue, but as just a guy going to a concert.
Wow.
I remember mine. It was in Seattle, actually. I slept outside the Paramount Theater with my friends to see Queen, Kansas, and Rush.
What?
And then another one I saw, Kiss open for Sapway Brown. Yeah.
Damn.
That was pretty amazing.
Yeah, I saw Leonard Skinner and Van Halen open for him.
Oh, man. That was a great show.
With Foreigner.
Wow, what a show.
Yeah, it was Anaheim Stadium.
Yep, Anaheim Stadium. They have those killer shows.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Awesome, you guys. Thank you so much. This has just been what a treat, talking with Vince Neil, talking with Nikki Sixx this morning.
Where else are we going to talk about? Paw Patrol, Stanley Cup rings. That's been amazing.
And congratulations.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Congratulations on getting this new song out there. We're so excited about this next iteration of the band, and what we've heard so far has blown our minds and the minds of our listeners as well.
Well, thank you guys.
Thank you guys.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.